In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 7th day of March. Great as always to have you here, everybody. You know how sometimes you read or you hear a news story and you get to the end and you realize it wasn't really about what the headline said it was about? I know, right? Makes you crazy. Anyway, here is our offering in that genre today. Iron ore prices spiked 17% this Monday after a weekend meeting in Beijing at which the Chinese government announced it expects its economy to grow by at least 6.5% this year. That means more demand for steel in the world's second largest economy and thus in the demand for the iron ore that's a key ingredient in making that steel. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is going to report this one out for us, but here's a hint. It ain't really about the iron ore.
So iron ore prices have spiked, and China is setting ambitious targets for its economic future. Optimistic? Let Dan Rohr burst your bubble. He's a director of materials equity research at Morningstar, and his assessment of the iron ore rally.
So is it sustainable? Probably not.
Rohr says China has built so much already that there simply can't be a huge spike in demand for raw materials.
We expect Chinese steel demand to decline as China builds a lot of skyscrapers, highways, and manufacturing plants, but fewer than it did in the years past.
The Chinese government said over the weekend that there will be more road building, more railways. But economist Barry Bosworth of the Brookings Institution, who studies the Chinese economy, is not persuaded that such plans can get China to 6.5% growth.
They are trying to do a very difficult transition.
Bosworth says the world isn't buying as many of China's exports, and the country has to adapt.
They're trying to move out of this emphasis on government-led investment to consumption. And that's a very difficult transition to make.
For one, the savings-happy Chinese have to be persuaded to spend more. Even if China were to do everything right, there's also the question of whether we can even trust China's numbers. Nicholas Lardy of the Peterson Institute for International Economics says, well, kinda.
I don't think their numbers are exact to the last decimal place.
But Lardy says that's less because they're cooking the books and more because their economy is rapidly changing.
You can't just look at the headline number. You've got to kind of dig beneath the surface and see what else is going on.
And what Lardy sees beneath the surface is a still growing China, but at 6.5%? Not likely. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.